Love Talk Radio.
Everybody know what I want.
Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host. I'm Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire, your purpose made wife. I tell y'all I'm so excited about tonight's topic, but I'm not going to jump into that because I get excited, too excited, and I'll forget to announce all my sponsors. So let's go with getting the sponsors, giving them their thanks and everything. So y'all bear with me as we get through this. But as I go through my sponsors, please share the video because I want you all to be able, whoever wants to participate in the conversation. I want y'all to share some of the things that you've been blessed with or you've been able to be a blessing to somebody else. I don't care how small, how large it is. I want us to share tonight. I want us to be able to smile, to be able to have hope, because everything in the news, when you turn the news on or reading social media feeds, you're reading about or seeing or hearing something negative. But tonight we are going to share and give hope and just smile, whatever. But I want to thank our sponsors again. Thank you so much for joining us, each and every one of you. If you could please hit that share button and share, because tonight I want y'all to come on with me. If you don't want to be on camera, turn the camera off, but I want to hear your voice. I want y'all to share with me how you've been a blessing to someone else or how someone has been a blessing to you. It can be something as simple as letting someone in front of you in line. But before we do that, I want to thank our sponsors. So y'all hold right there. Hold that thought. I want to thank Red Rose Conquerors. They said contact us to learn how to network effectively, create a solid customer base, and get coaching for your home-based startups. Call Business Coach and Travel Ambassador Cornelia Brown at 404-786-0873. Thank you again from Ms. Cornelia Brown. Oh, my goodness, y'all, I forgot to bring it. For those of you, and I'm going to announce something in a minute, Cornelia Brown and the Cheerful Givers Club, I tell you, those are some amazing, amazing people. And then also, get your copy of This Is Me by Deidre Norvette. This Is Me is her EP. God, I tell y'all, it'll bless you. Go out, it's on all your digital outlets. But if you heard my intro song, she actually is the singing voice right here on Fire to Inspire. And then we have Ultimately Unique You. Ultimately Unique You, keep your ladies with your accessories and all that good stuff. So ladies, go out to Instagram and look up Ultimately Unique and the letter U, okay? And then if you have not already gotten your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox Devotional, it is available on all of your digital outlets. Amazon, Smashwords, Kobo, I love it, Barnes & Noble. Mom Biz Boss, because business and motherhood is one and the same. Come connect with other moms, and mom stands for multiple operational managers, and you visit them at mombizboss.org, mombizboss.org. And their monthly marketing meeting is next Saturday. And you can look on their website, mombizboss.org, O-R-G, to find out about it. But they do have some free opportunities to be able to join. I'm telling you, you're able to network with some amazing women with all kinds of businesses. For those of you who are thinking about joining a business or starting a business, excuse me, you may be able to find some ladies to link up then, and they may be able to help you get started. Finally, Unique Expression by Design, for those of you who already have a business or you just want some custom products done. Unique Expression by Design, you can find them at uniqueexpressionbydesign.com or visit them on Facebook at Unique Expression by Design. And if you're ready to start that detox journey, or several of you have started that detox journey with me, go to bit.ly on fire, the number 2, in the word live, on fire to live. So we're doing our detoxing, and everybody's like, Aaliyah, your skin is glowing. What are you doing? I've been detoxing and doing the ISO-T and the NutriBurst, and I tell you, I feel absolutely amazing. Right now, I'm trying to get my energy back because I just finished my Zumba with Dance with Mina. So ladies, if you love Zumba, go visit Zumba, Zumba.dance on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and put in Tamina as the dance instructor. Y'all. So I had to catch my breath, get ready, and come on with, to get us started. But tonight's topic, again, is blessed to be a blessing. So, you know, like I said, the media has been seeing so, so very many things that are just negative. And it's time for us to get into a place of being joyful and happy. Make it a conscious decision to be happy. And so with that said, I want each and every one of us to share to get you in a place of being somewhere other than where we've been with the media. So I've placed the link on here if you want to join me and chat. What have you done for someone or somebody's done for you? As simple as, like, last week I was in Aldi and I had several items because I'm picking up some items from my daughter's surprise graduation cookout. And there was a man in the line behind me with two items. I was like, sir, you can go in front of me. He's like, for real? I was like, yes. And then there was another lady that had like three items. I was like, you can go too. It's like, what? Yes. I mean, come on. What would that take? What kind of time would that take for me to let a person with one item or let a person with three items? And I had all these items for my daughter's cookout. So what am I? And that's something, just a simple gesture. What is it that you've done for someone to bring joy to them? A smile on their face. I mean, that's something that small. Just, I mean, it. You were like, to see the joy that something that small brought to them was just like, wow. They were like, wow, I could really cut in front of you? Yes. And it wasn't a matter of because we were different ethnicities. No, it was, hey, you have one less item than me, or you have less items than me. Come on. I'm not in a hurry. So I want y'all to share what have you done or what has been done for you. I've had people say so many things to me lately, but I want you all to share with me. Also, the cheerful gift for those of you who participate, you're going to be in a drawing, and the Cheerful Givers Club have graciously donated a beautiful, beautiful basket. So if you share tonight, you participate in tonight's conversation, you'll be able to get your name in the drawing for the basket. So I'm so excited about that, y'all, because when I tell y'all there's some great goodies in that basket, it is. And I'm trying to pull up a picture of it because I actually forgot to bring it into the studio. So let me see. I took a picture of it, and it has so many good things that I can't eat right now because I'm trying to be a good girl. But let me see if I can bring that video, that picture of that. So this is the basket, and it has so many different goodies. And this is from the Cheerful Givers Club. So if y'all want to be a part of this drawing, y'all got to participate tonight. So everyone that participated on Instagram and Facebook with the comments when I posted that last week. I'm putting you in that drawing as well, so you didn't even know by just participating in the conversation last week when I was asking people about that. That was actually when it was placed in my heart that we were going to be sharing about being a blessing tonight. So I have placed a link in there where you see StreamYard.com with that link. Click on it. I want to hear from you. What have you done? Or what happened for you? What did someone do for you? Or what did you do for someone else? It brought a smile to their face. Like I said, something as a simple gesture is letting people in front of you in line. You paying for someone's food that was in line in front of you or behind you. What did you do differently? And I am going to, as soon as I can pull it up, read to y'all some of the responses from last week. That's going to get, those people are going to get entered in the drawing. All right, Miss Roslyn. Hi, Miss Roslyn. Welcome to On Fine Inspire. How are you? I hear an echo as well.
Well,
it's actually playing back what I just had. Give me just a moment.
All right, Ms. Roslyn.
It's going to catch up. Now you can go. Yes, go ahead. Great. Well, I want you to, in the link, share with us how people can register and be a part of that, because I think that's a definite conversation that, that people need to be a part of and hear, because it's time for us to bring hope and healing. It's time for bringing hope and healing. Thank you so much for joining us, and make sure you add the link, okay? All right. I'm not sure what happened with the echo. She said it might be on her side. So for some reason, the echo was coming in from when she joined us. But welcome for those of you who are joining us tonight. We are sharing about how you've been a blessing. Or how has someone else been a blessing to you? If you want to be a part of the conversation, all you have to do is click on the StreamYard link that I just posted. And sharing. Yes, I realize that. So how have you been able to be blessed, whether it's been during the quarantine time frame or right before the quarantine? How have you been a blessing to someone's life? How has someone blessed your life? There are so many testimonies that I've been able to hear that people have been sharing. In fact, I just pulled up one, but I got out of that system because I was thinking that was what was clashing, but it wasn't. But if you are and sharing, click on the link and I'll bring it on. We can share. But I want to hear some more stories on how have you been able to be a blessing. She to her group. And I mean, when I tell you so many beautiful, beautiful people, being able to share and, you know, being able to gauge what people are in that community. So many people have been in their place, in their space during the quarantine. Thank you. For those of you who heard her, I know we were having some technical issues when she was on. She is actually doing a forum tomorrow evening. Could you put the time, Rosalyn? She put the link up, and it is it's going to be a discussion about recovery from racial trauma for Black. So the counselors and the people that's going to be doing, because it's going to be 8 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific time, but they're going to be talking tomorrow, and it's called Recovery from Racial Trauma for Black by Black. So they have the counselors and everyone that will be speaking and helping with this trauma will actually be people of color helping people that are have, you know, been dealing with this. So thank you so much for joining us tonight, and thank you for holding that forum. I definitely plan on joining you all on the forum tomorrow evening. Anybody else want to share? I tell y'all, I'm going to pull this up again. I've had so many other beautiful pieces that have been shared. I mean, everything from a neighbor taking, someone told me they were taking another neighbor food because they know that neighbor was sickly and alone. And it's like, oh, I just a simple gesture of sending a plate to that person. You know, something that simple, just lighting up people's life through just being you. It doesn't take much. Sometimes a simple smile for somebody can just bring so much joy and happiness. It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't always take money to do it. It just takes that conscious decision that, hey, people that it doesn't take much to make them happy. Also, just led to do something beyond norm. And y'all, I'm trying to pull that up to show you guys, because when I tell you that thing was beautiful, some of those things that were shared. And of course, I'm trying to get back in it. I can't get to it right. But we had everything from, I've had testimonies from people sharing that someone paid for their food. I had other testimonies on someone bought them a gift, just because gift. And it just, you know, someone blessed them with, like my girls, they're 18, and my daughter's best friend, I call her my daughter too. And so I blessed my girls with journals. I was like, hey, I want y'all to start journaling. You know, because so many people hold so much in, especially with the teens. They hold so much in. And so I was like, here are some journals. Here are pens. The pens match the journals. They're brand new. And I want y'all to start journaling. So that was received. What have you done? Here we go. So a couple of these things. And for those of you who want to share, again, all you have to do is click on the link that I just posted. Now bring it with me. If you don't want to be seen, you can actually just click on the click on it and turn your camera off. But I had one that Natalie Warren says she sponsors. She's an actual licensed counselor, and she has a whole women movement. And she says that she sponsors a woman to attend her event every year. So she'll actually pay out of her own pocket for someone to attend. Had another young lady that said she blessed a police officer that was in line behind her. She bought her lunch. She was led to buy her lunch, and the police officer just hugged her. It was like, oh my goodness, that's such a blessing. In the environment and the temperature of our world right now, something that simple, that kind gesture, made that police woman just say, I know we're in COVID-19 time frame, but hey, I got to give you a hug. You know, something that simple. I had another one where young lady said that she blessed a lady that she knew that was unemployed prior to the pandemic. She became unemployed due to the pandemic. They did a lot of layoffs. And she helped the lady cash out some money and told her, hey, you know, I want to be able to be a blessing to you so you can get food and things of that nature. And the next week, she just had an unexpected blessing in her cash out. And so the next time, she said she had another one, she blessed someone with food, and the same thing happened again. But with her being a blessing, she was just doing what was on her heart to do, and it turned around and came right back to her. And I mean, I can go on and on about things that that's been shared with me. One of the other responses was she paid for someone else's food while in the drive-thru. So just, I mean, so many just beautiful testimonies of how people have been a blessing to each other. Another list that I gave to a homeless man to buy food. Just simple gestures of kindness. Acts of kindness, random acts of kindness, and just being a blessing. Blessings to you. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining. Again, share, because I want to hear from you all. How have you been a blessing, or how has someone been a blessing to you? Because we're seeing everything in the media, and we're not seeing the things that are like making you smile, that are, you know, making the warmth come over you, the goosebumps. You're not seeing that stuff right now. So I just wanted to be able to bring a smile to someone's face, reinforce the hope and the joy, bringing the joy back. There was another one. But for those of you who have participated, whether you're participating in the chat or you participated in the post last week on Instagram or Facebook, I am putting your name in the drawing for the beautiful basket for Cheerful Givers Club. Group, they actually, like I said, gave us that, they donated that beautiful, beautiful basket, and they said, give it to one of your listeners however you want. So I said, you know what? okay, Lord, how can I get creative? And so I said, well, what I'll do is I'll post this post for the people that participate, not going to do that I'm doing this, for the people that participate in discussion and share a comment, we'll put their name in the basket. And for those of you who are sharing tonight, whether you're sharing in the actual typing in the chat or you're sharing in the actual coming on live with me, your name is going to be placed in for the basket as well. Because, again, it's all about bringing smiles to other folks' faces to bring joy to people, because we've seen everything but that right now, right? But for those of you that did not get to hear Rosalind, she is putting on a summit tomorrow. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you who are Central Time, it is going to be 7. And Pacific Time is going to be 5. And it is a forum called Recovery from Racial Trauma for Blacks by Blacks. And so there are going to be counselors and things of that nature discussing this this and bringing hope to people. I'm to be a blessing. God has been so good to us. Yes, he has. And I tell y'all, the blessings that have been, that God has been able to give me, you know what blessed me? How God uses me. That blessed me. Last week, my blessing was being able to be a blessing. Last week, the Lord said, bless 10 women, right? With a prayer. And I'm like, God would take the foolish things to confound the wise, okay? So the Lord had me actually do a voice chat on Messenger and text 10 women. Well, no, he had me text 9 women a prayer that was specifically for them. And then the 10th woman that he placed in my spirit, he said, remember, she's not on Facebook, so you got to call her. And when I called her, she said, did you know my uncle had been murdered in Kansas City? I said, no. She said, wow, you were just calling to pray for me? I said, God put you on my heart. You're the 10th woman that God placed on my heart to pray. And so my blessing was a blessing to the two ladies. And so when I tell y'all that just, it was like I hit the lottery, because that brought so much joy to me to be able to do it. And then for her to be the last person and me not know it, her uncle was the police chief that the former police chief that had been murdered the previous week, and I knew nothing about it. I just knew that God said, do it. And so when God places something on your heart to do, y'all do it. Now, on the other side of that, one thing that I did not do, God put in my heart last week, and I got so busy doing other stuff, God put in my heart to check on an old neighbor of mine, and I got. And I got a call from my other neighbor in Georgia that neighbor had passed away. And I felt so bad, because I'm so adamant about doing things. When God puts something on my heart, I do it so I don't forget. That particular day, I got distracted and I didn't do it. And I'm like, oh, but I did do, you know, as God directed me that morning, and pray for those 10 women. And I am so elated. And when I tell y'all, like I said, I felt like I hit the lottery, because it was such a blessing to do that. Let's see here. The world needs this kind of light to shine in the darkness. Give the greatest gift of love. Abound in every good work. Look after others' interests. Practice the golden rule. Take time to pray for others. We're blessed to bless others. Forgive those who hurt you. Allow God to work through you. Amen. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And again, if you're just joining us, your participation tonight's conversation is going to get you in that drawing for that free basket. So, and I'll let y'all know via chat who won, and I'll be asking you where to ship it and all of that. But I'll do that in a chat. I won't ask you for your personal information on Facebook, but I will announce who won it through Facebook. But thank you for the Cheerful Givers group. They are so awesome. And when I tell y'all, they've been shipping gift baskets to hospitals and to first responders groups, and I think nursing home workers. They've been smiling to people who have not had a break. When we were in quarantine, these people were essential workers. So they've been sending baskets for the people to be able to participate and take on their break, be able to eat the snacks and things of that nature. So They, I mean, just being able to read the things that they've been doing has brought a smile on my face every time I read parts of their group. So thank you, Cheerful Givers, for giving us that beautiful, beautiful basket. And again, for any participation tonight, as well as the people that participated in the conversation when I did the post last week, your name is what you put in there. So some of you have participated in that conversation, participated tonight as well. So you all will be put in that basket. So if I saw you in that last week, you're going to be put in that again tonight. So for those of you who want to be a part of the conversation and you don't want to be seen, turn your camera, bless you, whether it's been during the quarantine or just kind of stayed with you, something that stuck with you, how somebody blessed you. What blessed me last night is God placed on my heart to reach out to a cousin of mine. I lost my mom 5 months ago, and she lost her mom about 3 months ago, I think. And she was really, really close to her mom. And for those of you who know, you know, when God told me to, when my mom had a stroke last May, the Lord told me to pick up and leave. And so I left Georgia and came back to South Carolina and took care of my mom. And when I tell y'all, you can't put a dollar on that. You got to do what God tells you to do. I'm not going to cry. But doing what he calls you to do will be the greatest gift to you and the other person. Yeah. You see, that obedience allowed me to take care of her the last 6 months of her life. And so being obedient will bring joy, unspeakable joy, and time you'll never get back. So when you are something that's placed on your heart to do, do it. And do it. Thank you. Y'all know I'm a big crybaby. But as God places on your heart to be a blessing to people, do what he's calling you to do, because you never know, that may be your last time to be able to do it. Woo! I did not mean to cry on y'all tonight. But you know what? You're seeing the human side of me. But again, you know, being able to do what God's called you to do, you know, just like Jesus, he took up his cross for us. And so when God said, let it go, the only thing that was common to me, the only thing that I continued to do was come bring life to you all and life and hope into you. Many of you didn't have a clue that I was home being a caregiver to my mom, who was paralyzed on her right side. But as God had me reach out to my cousin, who had been taking care of her mom for years because she was a dialysis patient and things of that nature, and she was like, cousin, I appreciate you. I appreciate your love and support. I appreciate you. And sometimes as you're being that person that God is calling you to be, that just gives you all that you need to just continue to do what you're called to do. You know, I know God called me a purpose midwife, and I know that I have joy. I find joy, whether there's 10 of y'all, whether there's 10,000 of y'all. I don't care how many people join, but I know I'm doing what he's called me to do. This is the assignment God gave me December 9, 2014, and I do it every single week. I do it last week because I spent time with my girls, my babies, and just loved on them a little bit because they'll be going to college soon. So, you know, just loved on them and did a lot of stuff with them. But each and every week I come on and I share, whether it's through teachings or through sharing. But the Lord said over the last couple of months that I was to be a beacon of hope, and that all of us, we are to bring joy and hope to each other and keep each other encouraged, because you don't know what that person is going through that's been laid off. You don't know what that person is going through that's stuck in the mud, that they live alone and they may have, you know, some type of disability or a mental illness. You don't know what that may be for that person, for you to just check on them, call them, text them, whatever. Give that human touch. Sometimes give them a call, because that text may not be able to reach them when they're down. But that you being able to call them and them hearing that smile in your voice, it can do so much. And when God leads you to do something, do it. Even today, God placed in my heart to check on my mom's best friend. I think she's 70. Oh, goodness. I can't even remember how old she is. She's 78, I think. And God placed in my heart to check on her today. And she's like, you know, baby, I was thinking about you. So when I called her, it brought a smile to my face because she was smiling. But it also brought a smile on my face when I told her, I said, when I finish running my errand, I'm going to come by and see you. And, you know, but be obedient. Check on people. Show them you love them. Tell them you love them. Because you don't know that, you know, you don't know what you may do for them just with your kind gesture. A phone call, a smile, a visit. You know, a lot of people not doing a lot of visiting. That's fine. Leave them a card. Send them a text with one of those little thank yous. Do something. Kind gestures will go a long way right now, y'all. Because we're in a space where you don't see a lot of that. And all you have to do is love on people. Love people. Love dispels all things. Love, it shuts so much down. It shuts so much down. I had an opportunity to, at the dealership today, get my oil change. I had an opportunity to talk to an older man, and we were talking, and he said, you know what, this world is in so much turmoil. And I said, yes, sir, it is. And he said, but you know, he said, I enjoyed talking to you. I said, well, I've enjoyed talking to you too. But you know, this man was old enough to be my granddaddy. And we didn't see, we saw each other's color, but we didn't see each other's color. It don't matter. When you choose to love, you're taught to hate. I don't hate anybody. I love everybody. And when I tell people I don't see color, it's because I intentionally choose not to color. I love you beyond that. And that's what we got to learn. The other day, I posted a post I had on my face mask, and I had on a shirt that said love. And I said, we got to operate in these two things. It's time for us to walk in love, y'all. Despite how people act, you be you. Because like I said, nobody else can be you being you. Nobody can, they can try, but they can't do it. They can't walk in your shoes. They can't be you. Whatever God's called you to do, you do it. Whenever he tells you to do something, you do it. And you do it unapologetically because that's what he told you to do. You do it with boldness. You hold your head up high and you stick your chest out because that's what he's called you to do and that's who he's called you to be. He's called me to be the purpose midwife in this hour, and that's who I am. I am Aaliyah. You guys call me Miss On Fire to Inspire, but I'm your purpose midwife. I'm your biggest cheerleader. I don't have anybody else on the show tonight, so we're going to go ahead and end the broadcast, but I love you guys, and we will be back same time, same place next week on Fire to Inspire. Awesome. Love you guys. And I